This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros.
Hey, shut up.
Hey, will you shut up?
Excuse me. COVID.
Again, you're doing great today.
It is Thursday, guys. We love Thursday shows. We're good at them.
Sorry about that short Thursday that we have. Beyond our control.
Yeah, we have a show called I'm Listening.
And I'm sure you will be listening on your way home.
It's coming up tonight.
You want to hear about mental health from Little Nas X?
From 6 to 8.
Or is it Lil?
Lil.
Sorry, it's not Little.
No, Lil.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, dude.
I'm not on board, right? I don't know a whole lot about Little. Damn it, I did it again. Lil Nas X. Other than he put blood in some shoes and turned out to be a whole thing.
All right, this hour, since we have to cram it all in here, LaFleur.
You do got to cram it in.
We will talk about the Oregon football injury situation. Seems to be getting better.
Just a flesh wound. It's getting better, and you really shouldn't need it against Arizona. Like, their schedule sets up really favorably for them. I mean, you can take the next 3 or 4 weeks and in theory, just get healthy.
Hard Knocks is moving to the regular season.
Yes,
you see that?
I did see that.
Tell you which team they'll be following. And some other stuff here this hour. Blazers training camp roster is out today. See that?
Well, I can't believe it. The NBA and the NHL is right around the corner.
Next week.
Yes, and we're getting, I know it's you don't care about it, but we've got professional hockey 2.5 hours or 3 hours, depending on where you're at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Kraken.
The Kraken start.
So are you going to be a Kraken fan?
I will be a Red Wings fan. That is my favorite sports team, period, even though they kick rocks. But yeah, I will pull for the Kraken. Two different conferences too, so that makes it pretty easy. And I don't know, because every year we always drive out to Vancouver to see games, but I don't know if I'll keep doing that, because why drive 5.5 hours when I can drive 2.5 hours?
Yeah, you just, yeah.
And
exactly.
I like the Canucks. I like pulling for them, but I got the Kraken, so I'm going to be a crackhead.
Now,
half crackhead at least.
Is the Kraken going to be good? Are the Kraken going to be good?
No. They should not be.
But
although last time we said that, the team made the Stanley Cup.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as a novice, like, I don't know anything about hockey, so.
Expansion teams are never good. The Vegas one
is. The Golden Knights were in the finals.
It's the damnedest thing. But
Vegas
took some chances on some high-profile players that were available in the expansion, in the expansion draft. Seattle did not do the same thing.
Like, Seattle took, three players who were good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whereas the Knights kind of went in. Like, there was a Marc-Andre Fleury, who was a Stanley Cup winning goalie. Like, they grabbed him. There was a really good goalie, Carey Price from Montreal, that was available but cost a lot of money, and like Seattle passed on him. So I don't think they were as aggressive as Vegas was. So basically, to answer your question, people are not expecting them to be very good, but it won't matter because people up there will love it. And I guess the arena is beautiful. And
well, I want to go to a game.
I do. I can't wait to see a game.
Oh, you do too, huh?
Yes.
I've never been to a live NHL game.
I got to wait for the prices to come down a little bit, though.
Only to a Winterhawks game.
No, Winterhawks play good hockey, but, dude, NHL games are fantastic. And that place is going to be buzzing. If you're a Vegas guy, if you want to go to a game, you should go see a Vegas Knights game. Of all the, and I'm going NFL, college, NHL, Major League Baseball, I have not seen a better in-game presentation than what the Golden Knights do. They okay. do a great job. There's like unique videos and like entrances they do before every game. It's just, it's, they have a game day experience that other teams should go and model themselves after.
All right. Well, we'll talk sports, but right now, more sports. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
She poops at parties.
And sometimes someone is stealing the pillows. Who's winning? What is occurring?
Number five.
Ohio State says it's going to rest C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, he's got a bum shoulder that's...
He's their quarterback.
And he... Look.
They're playing Akron.
There's no excuses for anything. Ohio State just hasn't been very good, but he's had some accuracy issues this whole time, and I guess they're saying that part of that is due to the shoulder.
Now, the Ducks are going to get Anthony Brown out there. He's yeah. fine.
He's going to be all right.
Keith Brown is fine, says Mario Cristobal, the freshman linebacker. He'll be back.
And that's a big one because they can't have any other linebackers get hurt.
On the offensive line, Stephen Jones got hurt in the Stony Brook game, but he's fine. He'll play. Troy Franklin, the wide receiver, is back. And I think Mace Funa is back. Am I wrong about that?
I did not.
Because he went down too.
I did not see that. But he, Cristobal in the press conference did say that they were getting a bunch of guys back yeah. and everyone was on the mend. And he said Thibodeau is day to day.
Healthy.
And he said he's really close. So they got Arizona. My guess is you don't see him against Arizona and that they're going to get him ready to go at Stanford, which is going to be a much tougher test. I mean, Arizona is one of the worst teams in the conference. Oregon should be just fine.
Ryder Cup tomorrow, Whistling Straits, Wisconsin, the United States will take on Europe. They will open with foursomes, which is alternate shot.
Someone was very angry at you earlier for suggesting the Europeans better dudes than the Americans.
Well, they are, though.
They want blanket patriotism out of you, you liberal snowflake.
Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are first out for the United States. They will take on John Rahm and Sergio Garcia.
That to me is the best match of the day, going right out of the gates.
Then it will be Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa against Paul Casey and Victor Hovland, followed by Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger. They will meet Lee Westwood and Matt Fitzpatrick. And then it's Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele versus Ian Poulter and Rory McIlroy.
No DeChambeau, no Tony Finau.
No, they'll probably go out in best ball.
Yeah,
best ball is just where you the two guys you take the best of the two scores. So yeah. DeChambeau's better fit for that because nobody wants to play alternate shot with that dude.
Number three, sprayed it all over 400 yards.
Hey, the Zers, your Zers. Do you remember them?
I do.
They
remember
are gonna
them.
Play again. As a matter of fact. They're saying that they're going to be at training camp next week.
And my guess is they're going to play again and again Jeez. And again. There's going to be a lot of games.
Media day is Monday, September 27th. And if I know AJ from AJ and Dusty,
she'll be there.
She is going to be all over that. the Trailblazers have signed several guys to training camp contracts. Marquise Chris, he's a forward center. Guard Quinn Cook, forward Patrick Patterson, and guard Dennis Smith Jr.
He's going to be slanging that wood. Don't worry about it.
And they've also signed guard slash forward Keljan Blevins to a two-way contract.
He's been on the team for the last 2 years. That's Dame's cousin.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Rob said, hey!
That's great.
Rob said, hey, cool.
Is he any good?
He's played a little bit. I mean, he's just a deep bench guy.
Yeah, he is.
I like that they just went out and signed a bunch of guys that you kind of heard of before.
Dennis Smith used to be a thing, right?
Well, all those guys had Dennis, potential.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you have heard of a player that was marginally decent at one point, chances are he's on a training
and
camp
hey,
roster.
Quinn Cook was a Blazers killer. Yeah. Remember on the Warriors? He would just hit threes on the bench constantly.
NBA champion Quinn Cook. Probably, what, two or at least three-time champion Quinn
Maybe.
Cook.
We have Sam Darnold against Davis Mills tonight. Does that get your sports pants overflowing?
No, but primetime football has been really good this year, so I'm going to give it a whirl. And Houston, for all of their crappiness, they haven't looked terrible this year. They've played all right, although that was with Tyrod Taylor, and now we get Stanford boy.
Panthers, Texans. Giants offensive lineman Nick Gates' career could be over. He went down last week with a fractured leg, and according to Giants coach Joe Judge, he's still in the hospital.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe having to, you know, amputate the leg. I mean, it's one of those Alex Smith-type injuries.
He says he'd be lying if he didn't think it was career-ending.
Yeah.
Although, see if you can make sense of this quote. Here's what Joe Judge says. He says, we're confident he'll be able to come back. And then he circled back to, but yes, it could be career-ending.
Well,
what?
I think the idea is this, like the Alex Smith one, this is going to be multiple surgeries. And depending on how those surgeries go, you know, who the hell knows, right? I mean, when you're talking about something where you're dealing with nerve and blood flow issues and all that, look, anytime they say at some point they were concerned about losing your leg, yeah, I would assume that that probably means your career could be in jeopardy.
He could be the first one-legged NFL player. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be quite difficult. But we have seen guys, see Alex Smith, that have come back from horrific leg injuries. Pharaoh Brown, right? Same sort of thing. They talked about when Pharaoh Brown hurt his leg at Utah, they were talking about amputation.
And number one today, stealing the headlines, is baseball. We had a lot of day games. As a matter of fact, the Giants and Padres are still going. It is the bottom of the 10th in San Diego. That game is tied 6-6. That's a big game for the Giants because the Dodgers won today, 7-5 in Colorado. So the Dodgers are now a game and a half back in the NL West. Now the Mariners won again. They beat the A's, came from behind, held on 6-5. Mariners have won 5 in a row. They are now 2 back in the American League wild card chase, which is getting wild.
Yeah. Look, the wild card, for all the crappiness of baseball, you know, and some of the different things they've done, see the extra base runner there in extra innings, the wild card is so good. Because there's like one division that's even remotely interesting right now. But because of the wild card, every one of these, what, final 9 or 10 games or whatever is must-see TV.
The Cardinals won again today. They've won 12 in a row. They came from behind and beat the Brewers 8-5.
And think about it. There is going to be, whether it's the Giants or the Dodgers, there's going to be a 100-win team that is going to be forced to play the hottest team in baseball for a one game with a chance to go home.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That stinks.
So looking at the updated standings in the American League wild card, it is Red Sox with a 2-game lead on the Yankees. If the season ended today, they would be the wild card teams. Toronto is only a half game back, and they're up 1-0 in the early innings tonight. And the Mariners are now 2 back. The A's have lost 4 in a row. They're 4 out. So there you go. Mariners are making a move.
Yeah.
Making a run.
Well, and did you mention the Giants and Padres right now?
I sure did.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if you would you'd mention that. I was looking at the standings.
I also would like to mention to you that the White Sox clinched the American League Central today. They're playing a doubleheader against the Indians. They won the first game, so they clinched the division for the first time since 2008.
Now, am I the only one that finds the White Sox quite likable?
Likable?
Yeah, I like the White Sox. I can find myself...
As a Royals fan, I can't really get behind that.
Yeah,
but,
I understand.
That's a good team. I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, when you get into the postseason, right? Like, none of our teams are going to be in there. Well, maybe Mike's, but screw the Yankees. You naturally find yourself leaning towards a team.
I got my Rays.
I could find myself leaning towards the Sox.
I'm going to pick up the Rays and the Braves.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Screw the Braves.
I kind of like the Braves.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Well, that's disappointing.
That's what your mom said.
Yeah, she has said that to me multiple times.
Hot 5 and 5, refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports back. Always better with a nice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. All right, let's take an inventory on the Oregon injuries. Get you teed up for that game. And Hard Knocks is moving to the regular season. They are filming now. Which team will they be following? It's 5:16 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Giants lose to the Padres. Very uninspiring. It was an infield single that wins it.
Yeah, that series has been bananas, and that thing went into extra innings, and then it ends on that. Come on.
So the lead for the Giants in the NLS is one.
See, I'm happy. I can't root for the Giants. Can't bring myself to do it.
Too many titles?
Well, that and I've said this on the air, and it's nothing against him personally, but Dirt is insufferable. He is an insufferable Giants fan, and I don't want to see him happy.
You're rooting specifically against him?
Yes.
Wow.
Not necessarily him. I'm rooting against his fandom. When the Giants are good and we're winning World Series, he's insufferable. Therefore, I don't want to see him continue to be insufferable, so go Dodgers. And I kind of like L.A. I like L.A. more than I do San Francisco. So
I can't get behind LA because they just keep,
I know,
you know, they lose Bauer and then they just sign or trade for Scherzer.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
Come
on, man.
Well, and you go out and get Trey Turner and then Trey Turner turns into just this beast. And
well, he's always been a beast. Like, that's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
It's just screw them. Although Cody Bellinger, have you seen what's going on with Cody Bellinger?
When did he become like the worst player in baseball? Like,
I think they've ended up putting him on the injured list now, but
is he even going to be on the postseason
roster?
He's
batting like 140.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah. Like, I'm asking, do you think he ends up on the postseason roster?
Hell no. I think he's just been hurt and trying to play through it. That's the only explanation.
To find out he's got some sort of like rib thing all year long.
Well, they did put him on the IL, so I would imagine they're not even going to, I mean, he may be done. I don't know, but that was a weird one.
But that's amazing. It's like the Dodgers all year have battled it. Like I saw a thing where I think it's like the second or third most, lineups and miss games due to injury, and yet they're gonna win in 100 games. I mean, that squad is absolutely loaded. Oh, and by the way, their Cy Young winner isn't in there because he's a sexual creep, and so he's out, and it hasn't made a difference.
So taking inventory on the Ducks injuries, they are getting healthier.
Yes,
as you said, Kayvon Thibodeau is probably not going to play against Arizona, although we don't know.
They said that he wanted to suit up for like third down pass rushing situations only against Stony Brook, and they told him, yeah, no.
Do you see who we're playing?
Yeah, like sit your ass down. Now, I could see maybe against Arizona doing that, but again, it's Arizona. So with Stanford looming and the meaty part of your schedule, it wouldn't shock me if you see him one more week, but Cristobal said that he was getting, I believe the quote was, very close.
Yeah, so he'll be back there.
Yeah, so
that's huge.
So maybe situational, because the guy that replaced him, Swinson,
who's
been playing,
hurt.
He's hurt, and it does not look. He said
he's the freshman.
He was doubtful, questionable. Cristobal didn't quite know what to call it.
He's not going to play.
He's not going to play.
Braden Swinson.
Yes.
And he had a nice game against Ohio State.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what, they're down a handful of starters on defense, and they've had a lot of guys that have stepped up and have played really well.
That's the thing about them is, by the way, does Kayvon Thibodeau look like LeBron? At least in the Ohio State game, you know, he's got that beard.
Yeah.
And he wears the hat and sunglasses.
I can see where
he looks like LeBron.
That. Yeah.
Anyway.
A shrunken version of him.
What was I going to say? Oh, you know, the Ducks, everything's teed up for them here. Not to say they'll get there, but it's the schedule is open. They've already won their toughest game, and they did it without some key players. And as they're getting healthier, I think that's a big thing. Like, I know that they have the depth now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, look, they went to Ohio State without five starters and won.
Yep.
So obviously the depth is there, but I just think as the season wears on, you got to get some of these bros back.
Yeah.
I don't want to take any chances if you're a Duck fan. So Anthony Brown's back out there. Although, did you catch any of the Stony Brook game? Did you watch Ty Thompson and Butterfield and those guys?
So,
because I did not.
I ended up taping the game, and then I was kind of watching on fast forward because, well, it was I was taking my son to school. I will say at halftime when I heard the score, I was like, oh, my
gosh. What was it, 17-7?
It was 17-7, and then, you know, they came out and laid the wood on him. So
pretty skunky game, huh?
Yeah, I ended up watching like midway through the third quarter when it got opened up, and then that was the end of that. But
did you watch Ty Thompson?
I did see a little bit of Ty Thompson, which is kind of the only reason I hung around to watch it. And I think he only threw 8 or 9 passes. He was like 6 of 8 or 6 of 9. It was limited, but he had a couple scores in there. I mean, it wasn't like, and then I didn't see any of Butterfield. Butterfield played at the end, and I didn't see any of Jay Butterfield. But Thompson certainly has a dynamic he's got a dynamic element, and he didn't run the ball much. In fact, I don't even know if he ran the ball at all, but he certainly has a different zip. He's a different kind of athlete. But again, in mop-up duty against Stony Brook, I don't know what you can take of that. I think Anthony Brown so far has been steady Eddie and has made big plays when you need him. He made big plays in the Fresno State game, including the big play. And I thought against Ohio State, I thought he was great. I mean, there's a limitation on what he can do. He doesn't have the high-end ability of some of these other guys. But I thought one of the differences in the Ohio State-Oregon game was C.J. Stroud looking like a freshman at times and Anthony Brown being a seasoned vet.
Well, it looks like they have some depth at quarterback.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Well, there were a lot of people that thought that, you know, by the middle of the season, Ty Thompson may end up being the guy. You know, but if Anthony Brown keeps playing like this, I don't see that happening. But with some of these blowouts, it wouldn't shock me if you see Ty Thompson get some looks or maybe even some packages coming his way.
All right, so Kayvon, we've updated that. Brown's back.
Yep.
Keith Brown, the freshman linebacker, he's back. Troy Franklin and Steven Jones.
And Funa are all back.
And Funa's back.
So basically,
so that's good.
If Thibodeau can play or even spot play, anyone that's only minorly nicked up is back. The other injuries are long term.
Are Braden Swinson,
yeah,
Justin Flo,
mm-hmm,
Drew Mathis. Those are the main ones.
Yeah, Herbert's out, but you know some of these like Sean Dollars. Those are injuries from back.
And so, McCormick's out.
Yeah,
and then Jackson Leduke, the freshman linebacker.
Yeah.
So that I think that's it.
And those are McCormick, and he's done for the year.
Well, no, I mentioned.
Oh,
him.
You mentioned him.
Yeah.
So that's all. I mean, those are all longer-term, you know, injuries. So
is Swinson longer-term, though?
It just said that he's doubtful. So
For this game.
So that doesn't sound – you never know with Oregon because they're, you know, Oregon plays a little New England cloak and dagger stuff. But
yeah, they do.
When you hear doubtful, that doesn't sound like something that's going to be weeks and weeks and weeks. It's certainly like when Justin Flo got hurt, you know, they were pretty honest and was like, hey, this is a longer-term sort of thing, whereas – this, it just sounds more like a week to week. So hopefully he's back for Stanford.
All right, so they're playing Arizona on Saturday. Listen to it here on The Fan.
Should be a walkover. Arizona stinks.
They're terrible, yeah. But you never know. So Thibodeau, did you see what he's done now? Outside of the sport.
Make a bunch of money?
Or outside of, yeah.
Yeah.
He launched his own cryptocurrency. Did you see that?
I did not. I just saw that he's got he has the airline deal. He's got the NFTs. He has a cryptocurrency.
Yeah. It's called, so his coin is titled or named.
Sure.
It's $JREAM, JREAM. And it's traded exclusively on something called Rally.
All right.
Which is a platform for people to build their own digital economies.
So you just,
you can buy Kayvon Thibodeau crypto.
I would highly recommend against doing that.
Yeah, why?
Wait, why, crypto boy?
Why would you?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a crypto boy, but it's just that there's a reason why Bitcoin is the best one, and it's because it's a limited resource. It's scarce, whereas all these meme coins that come out, there's no limit. You're just making fake money, and people will buy it, and the price will be insane, but there's no long-term value to it.
Why would anyone buy Kayvon Thibodeau money?
I don't know.
Look, I think he's a good player as much as the next guy, but really?
So it says the initial price is going to be less than a dollar, with roughly 100,000 in circulation when they launch, but there are plans for 21 million coins to enter circulation. And of course, that's by demand. So, like, if it takes off, they, you know.
Hey, man, more power to if someone's someone's clearly paying him to do this, to put his name on it. So good for him.
Make it's a charity thing.
Oh,
so Jay Rehm is a foundation.
Oh,
and he founded that, and it's it helps youth in disadvantaged circumstances. It says here. So
he is making money or not making money?
Well, he'll give 20% of it to the foundation. But okay, come on. Daddy needs a little money, too.
Got a little coin.
Well, yeah.
He's made several hundred thousand dollars so far. So good for him.
The other thing that they're trying to incentivize you to do, if you buy one of his coins.
And I will not, but okay.
You go into Discord, and it's gated off, and you have access to exclusive merchandise.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I'm good.
And the more benefits you have, like the more coins you buy.
More coins you buy.
The more bennies you have. Maybe even you can meet him. I don't know.
Yeah, still not going to do it, but all right.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Will you be buying some Kayvon Thibodeau coins?
No.
No.
I will not. But, I love the idea.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. I don't know if there's an athlete that I would. You know what? If LeBron... LeBron seems like the sort of douchey guy that's a big enough name that he could probably move some of that. I could see buying that and try to flip it. But let's just say if an athlete has an investment, for the most part, especially a college one, I'm going to go ahead and just slowly back away.
Let's get you a crypto coin.
the big Suk crypto coins?
Yeah, S-U-K-E, Suk.
Going in.
It works.
Going in about 45 cents a piece. I couldn't even get on. What's that stupid?
That's a little high.
What was the, I couldn't even get on Cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cameo told me no. So.
Yeah, but you can form your own crypto. It doesn't mean anybody will buy it, but.
Hey, man, I've seen some of those NFTs, like the, that stuff blows my mind. Some of like the little cyberpunk, the little 8-bit digital ones. Some of those things, that has to be money laundering. That has to be drug money, right?
Oh, it's pronounced dream. What did I say? J-Ream?
J-Ream?
Dream, like dream. Dream.
Oh, but with a J?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what they did.
That's right.
Even more confusing.
Well, that's his foundation, man.
I don't know.
Hey, that guy, dude, he's a Ferrari, dude. He's unbelievable. Just look at him.
What?
Thibodeau.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other guy, like the guy that was behind this.
Oh, you mean what? No, it's Thibodeau's coin.
Yeah, but you said that it was like he's not the one that's starting it. Some other company is.
Well, they host his coin.
Yeah, the charity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about someone on there.
I'm a Kayvon Thibodeau guy.
Yeah.
I think he's got his stuff together.
Yeah, he does seem like
he's a young guy.
He does seem like a sharp guy.
He's capitalizing. And when he's out there, God, he's a stud.
He's very, very good.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know about Ferrari, though. That's like more like a wide receiver sort of thing.
Is he a Lamborghini? What is he?
You got to have something that's got a little more heft to it.
What type of car is he?
He's like a G-Wagon or something, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a $100,000 SUV.
All right, Hard Knocks News next. Here's Mike.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, the Panthers have the early 7-0 lead on the Texans on Thursday Night Football.
I see that Sam Darnold ran one in on a read option.
He did. And I tell you what, he looks good.
Look.
He just marched it right down the field. And granted, it's Houston. But I was just looking at the numbers. You know, it's just interesting now how it used to be like you could look at numbers and go, oh, that quarterback sucks or that quarterback's playing well or whatever, you know. Yeah. Now you can't look at numbers. Like these rookie quarterbacks, you can't really judge them by their numbers, you know.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold, if you aren't watching him, you may be like, well, he's Sam Darnold. Dude, watch. I've seen a little bit of him so far here.
It looks good.
He looks completely different.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's Joe Brady. But.
Yeah, you got Joe Brady. You're just in more stability. You got more weapons around you. And, you know, sometimes you need to get out of a bad situation. And that doesn't mean that Sam Darnold is going to go on and, you know, be some sort of a world beater quarterback. But you can win with him. I mean, and we've seen this, you know, whether it's a Ryan Tannehill, Alex Smith, it does happen. It doesn't happen very often. Normally after 3 or 4 years and you wash out at a place, that's kind of the end of it. But, you know, it does happen from time to time where you see someone that can pull it out. And, you know, Sam Darnold's only been, well, this is his third year, if I'm not mistaken, or is this his fourth? This is his fourth year.
Fourth.
So 3 years in New York. And, you know, remember, he's the guy that said he saw ghosts, and we've heard this from other quarterbacks that when you come in and you get your teeth kicked in week after week after week, you know, it's really hard to combat that. You know, and sometimes you just need a new lease on life. And you know, I'm rooting for him. I hope Sam Darnold keeps this going. It's a good story.
So Mac Jones, I'm looking at Mac Jones' numbers, you know.
Yeah.
And you'd look on paper now and go, and this is the quintessential idea of what I'm talking about. It's like
he's been the best rookie quarterback, and yet his numbers are very pedestrian.
Well, his numbers look pretty good. Like he hasn't thrown a pick. He only has
one touchdown.
But he's completed 74% of his passes, yep. 467 yards, and he's got a really good quarterback rating, 96. Yep. You know, right there with he's like 17th through the first 2 weeks Winston and Rodgers.
They're captain check down. They're not asking him to do too much.
Exactly. But then you look down all the way at the bottom. You know who's last in quarterback rating so far? 33rd.
Maybe, I don't know, like a Tua or?
Tua's 30th.
Okay.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what happens when you throw, you know, you throw an ungodly amount of interceptions, but.
He's thrown five. So is Lawrence, though. Lawrence is 32nd.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow, who has looked pretty good, but Burrow had three picks last week, like right in a row where he didn't look.
Yeah, weren't they on three straight throws?
I want to say it was three straight throws or maybe three out of four where he had those picks, and one of them wasn't his fault. But, it was rough. But if you've watched Burrow, I think Burrow looks pretty good. But I love what they're doing with Mac Jones in New England. It's a lot like what they did with Tom Brady. We have this revisionist history with Brady that he came in and, like, he just lit the world on fire. That was a defensive-led team, right? If you go back and look at his first 2 years – Rossi, let's go back and we're going to his first three or four. I think you can say the same thing about Ben Roethlisberger and the same thing about Russell Wilson. There is something to playing behind a team with a good defense and a run game, and you can be captain check down and just not asked to do a lot. And then as you grow and mature and you develop good habits and you don't get beat up and you don't feel ghosts coming at you, then all of a sudden in year three or year four, you can really blossom and turn into something. But some of our best quarterbacks started out as captain checkdowns. You don't need to come in and be Justin Herbert. Like Herbert comes in and just under pressure and he's slinging it around and he's doing wonderful things. There's multiple ways to skin a cat. So I love the idea of coming in and playing fairly conservative. I hope Chicago does that with Justin Fields. He's playing behind a pretty rough offensive line, but he can run around and make plays with his legs, but he's been a little spotty throwing the football. I hope they're real conservative with him. And the Jets are trying to. That's what they said after the bad interception game against New England. They said that he needs to learn that boring is okay sometimes.
Did you see what Brady's trainer said about Belichick?
Is this the one about not accepting that he grew up?
Yeah, that Alex Guerrero guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he said, so Tom Brady's dad, I guess, this week came out and was talking about Brady's decision to leave. Mm-hmm. And he was basically saying, hey, we feel vindicated. Like, there was a struggle with Brady and Belichick. And, you know, the fact that Tom went on to Tampa and won and the Patriots are just kind of okay.
Yeah.
Makes them feel good. They're like, yeah, well, in your face.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Bitch.
Anytime there's a breakup and you end up with a hotter, sexier wife or husband, that's a win.
Well, of course, but I think to the outside, it was just 50-50.
Sure.
Brady, Belichick, and boy, how that narrative has changed.
Yeah, but that's a little, again, that's a disingenuous argument, because had Tom Brady stayed in New England, he wouldn't have won a Super Bowl. Like, By the time that relationship had fractured to the point it needed to split, New England had an aging roster with a beat up offensive line and no weapons on the outside. And Tom, as great as he is not at a point in his career where he can plug holes in a roster. He just can't. That team wasn't going anywhere. At least that was in Bill Belichick's eyes, and I can't necessarily disagree with that. Whereas he lands in Tampa Bay, you know, that guy walked into the best situation known to man. So I do feel it's a little misleading to say that, you know, if New England had just kept him, the dynasty would have rolled on. I think this is one of those that maybe for both sides, it was time to move.
So Guerrero said, the interesting thing I think here, and this is just me as an outsider looking in, it was like Bill never really, I think his emotions or feelings never evolved with age. I think in time, with Tom, as Tom got into his late 30s and early 40s, I think Bill was still trying to treat him like that 20-year-old kid that he drafted, and all the players realized Tom was different. He's older, so he should be treated differently, and all the players, none of them would have cared that he was treated differently. I think that was such a Bill thing. He never evolved, so you can't treat someone who's in his 40s like they're 20. It doesn't work.
By the way, the fact that came from Tom's trainer means that came from Tom. The trainer's not speaking without Tom giving him permission to do it.
I think it's something that we all knew. Yeah. And Tom was tired of Bill.
Yes.
And look at how he's changed his sort of his whole persona.
Like a completely different
in
guy.
In Tampa, he's so much more likable. He's just seems more, I don't know, relaxed.
Yeah.
You know?
And he just is.
He has a personality.
Yes.
He's showing his personality
he's
more.
He's letting himself be a human relaxed person.
Isn't that interesting? By the way, do you know what next week is?
I don't know.
Because somebody just texted us and they said that it's Jags-Bengals on Thursday night next week. So
toss out the records.
Buckle up.
Well, I mean,
I guess get these bad games out of the way in weeks 2 and 3. Or, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they can't really flex Thursday night. So, I guess what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. You pitch Lawrence and Burrow. How about that?
Right.
I
mean, that's what they'll do. But
you
know what?
Battle of the young gunslingers. And I don't mind Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's been, I've caught some of them on the red zone. I think Cincinnati's actually kind of fun to watch.
And remember, week 2 was Washington and the Giants.
Yeah, and it'd be a really good game.
So the matchups have not been sterling early, but, you know.
I would like to read you some of the matchups for week 4 in the NFL next week.
Okay.
Not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Tampa is going to New England.
Nice.
That's the Tom Brady back in the house.
Is that Sunday Night Football? Because it should be.
Yes, Sunday Night Football. We have Ravens, Broncos, Steelers, Packers, Seahawks, Niners, Cardinals, Rams, Chiefs, Eagles, Panthers, Cowboys.
Our sports pants, super tight.
Is that's that a pretty very good, exciting.
Isn't
that's,
that a good
that's
sked?
Fantastic.
But Thursday night, we're going to have to sit through Jags.
Well, you know what?
It'll
if we have to, we sit through that to get to Sunday, we do it.
What is Monday night?
Raiders, Chargers.
Ooh, you didn't even mention that.
You know what? We got a crappy appetizer, but we got a hell of a main course.
That's a good matchup, dude.
Are you poo-pooing that?
Look, the AFC West is good this
year.
Good,
it's good. It's good. I don't think it stacks up to some of those others.
That's but, that's a great slate.
It is a great slate.
I feel like that's better than Chiefs-Eagles.
Possibly, but I tell you, those Chargers, boy, they were skunky last week.
They
Justin Herbert's still really good and fun to watch.
He is, but he's unfortunately he's morphing into the Chargers quarterback. They tried to give away week one. He threw that horrible pick, and Washington bailed him out with the fumble. And he had another horrible pick
in
week two, and then they had the two touchdowns called back.
We all know what's going to happen in that Monday night game, Raiders-Chargers, okay?
Chargers are going to find a way to lose.
And the Raiders are going to try to find a way to lose worse, and then the Chargers are going to ultimately lose it worse.
Yes.
That's what that's what I'm saying about that
Mark
game.
Mark it down.
548 on the fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
And finally, last Thursday night, they announced what was happening with Hard Knocks, the HBO series, the NFL series. And they're saying that they are moving it to the regular season. So it will debut November 17th. They have already started filming the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and they've done this... they've done this on like Amazon and like Showtime's had a couple of these where they follow teams in season. And to me, that's way more interesting than the preseason stuff.
Well, hopefully it will be, you know?
Yeah. And
cause it's very sanitized, but I do think you're right. I think just being in season and knowing what happened when we watch it, I think will help.
It'll still be sanitized. Yeah. Let's not pretend like it's going to be better cause it's in the season in that regard. But I think it'll be naturally more interesting because it's not preseason like practice footage.
Exactly. They're not going to try to cram down some rookie that we don't give a damn about. You'll get to see the day-to-day, you know, kind of stuff and, you know, the highs and lows and wins and losses and game planning stuff. I mean, like I said, they've done these before. They did one. I think they followed the Giants baseball team. They did one on Michigan football. They did one on New Zealand, the All Blacks, the rugby team.
I watched the Michigan one with Harbaugh.
Yeah. So they've done these and they're
forgot about that.
I think it's called All or Nothing.
Yeah. I watched the Panthers one.
That's the Amazon.
Yes. Yeah. The All or Nothing is the Amazon one.
They also followed Manchester City for a season in the Premier League.
They had the Jeff Fisher Titans on there too.
Did they?
Oh yeah, baby.
I missed that one.
That inspiring MF-er.
But yeah, these are, I just think these are way more interesting. I'm surprised that a team would necessarily want them to do this, but you know, I guess when you kind of have control and you know that it's going to be somewhat sanitized or very sanitized, then you know what's it hurt?
Oh, sorry, it was the Fisher Rams. So All or Nothing was the Cardinals, the Rams, the Cowboys, the Panthers, and then the Eagles.
Yeah.
They did Michigan, like you said, Manchester City, Tottenham Hotspur. Mm. And Bayern Munich.
I remember watching the one on the... I like rugby. I remember watching the one on the New Zealand All Blacks, and I really enjoyed that
one. And they did one on the Leafs. This year, they did Toronto Maple Leafs.
I didn't see that one. Yeah. But the rugby one was kind of cool because that's the sport you know you least about and you see the least coverage, so it was kind of cool to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
What about that?
Behind-the-scenes stuff is always good, right? It just is.
So it is. In sports, I can never get enough of it.
Yeah.
Even on Hard Knocks.
I love the HBO one, the... They used to do it. I don't think they do it anymore, but the 24/7 leading up to like the boxing matches.
Yeah.
And they did it like leading up to like the Winter Classic and hockeys. Anything HBO does in sports, I think is must-see TV.
All right, we got to go. We have no club tonight.
No.
Guys.
It's all about our mental health.
That's right. Let's work on our mentals. Show called I'm Listening is coming up next from 6 to 8 with very famous people. We are back tomorrow with Joey Harrington on our show. Mike is out. You know, Mike has a flight tonight at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, his plane keeps getting delayed.
It has been delayed many times.
Oof. Good luck with that, Mike.
Not happy.
Heading back east for a wedding. So it'll be Suk and I and Patrick.
Oh, congratulations, Mike. Tomorrow. You're heading back for your wedding.
It's my cousin's
That's
wedding,
awesome.
You jerk.
That's not what I heard.
We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Thinking Next.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.